Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting second. The right fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, General Crowder. Pitching for the Washington Senators, General Crowder. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dib Williams. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting 8th. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Jim Peterson. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jim Peterson. And now, play ball. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up towards third. Bluge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Williams. Schulte moves to second. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder fires over to first, and they've got McNair trapped. There's the throw to Cronin, who drops the ball. That's an error on Cronin. McNair moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a line drive into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Cochran fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a line drive into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields the ball and throws to Peterson covering. Safe. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Mainisch hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney. Mainisch reaches second base with a double. Goslin goes all the way around to score. It's Senators, 1, Athletics, 1. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Cochran fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peterson moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Peterson moves to third. Williams moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. Peterson scores. Williams moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McNair hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schultz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Schultz reaches second base with a double. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0-for-1 in the game. Quell strikes out. one out. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0 for 1 in the game. Bluge takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0 for 1 in the game. Crowder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Schulte trying to get to home. Finney throws the ball into Cochran, who tags Schulte, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Bluge moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Senators 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Peterson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Meyer moves to third. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. Cronin strikes out. Two outs. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Schulte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Meyer scores. Mainisch moves to second. It's Senators, 2, Athletics, 2. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. QL hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mainisch scores. Schulte moves to second. It's 3-2, Senators. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a line drive towards third. Bluge reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Athletics too. The Senators will come to bat. Dick Barrett now pitching. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Crowder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Meyer hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McNair hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Senators, 3, Athletics, 3. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Athletics 3. The Senators will come to bat. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 3 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson throws the ball into Williams, who tags Cronin, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Schultz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. QL hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Senators. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bluge hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Gosselin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Athletics 3. The Senators will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Crowder takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to second. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barrett fields it and throws to third for the out. Crowder moves to second. One out. Goose Gosselin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosselin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gosselin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Crowder moves to third. Meyer moves to second. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mainisch hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Crowder scores. 2 outs. It's 6-3, Senators. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Meyer moves to third. Gosselin moves to second. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Schult hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McNair hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Senators. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Athletics 4. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Quell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ossie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Bludge takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bludge moves to second. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Crowder strikes out. 2 outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Meyer hits a line drive into center field. Kramer picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kramer. Bluch scores. Sewell goes all the way around to score. It's 8-4, Senators. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Goslin hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bing Miller pinch hits for Dick Barrett. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.